Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day today. Sorry about that. So, yeah, hope everybody's having a good day today. Hope it's been productive. Hope your week is going good so far. And today, we got a topic that one of my friends, business partner, asked me to speak on because they're doing a 30-day health challenge right now. And a lot of people are trying to get through it, trying to figure out, you know, the best way to go about it, foods to eat, different things to do, so that you can get through it. Because as you know, the start of anything is completely hard. It's extremely hard. The first couple of days are hard of anything you do. And so everybody's doing a good job. They're all in a group. They're all working together, pooling their resources, trying to lean on each other. But when we talk about 30-day health challenges, we should always challenge ourselves every day. And challenge yourself to be better. Challenge yourself to be better than you were the day before. Challenge yourself to do something different that's going to bring you to another level. And in this 30-day health challenge, we're looking at more or less what types of foods to eat. But I want to let you know it's not like a 30-day health challenge and then the 29th day is like the last day of school and you're like, yay, after this I'm going to go back and do what I'm doing. Don't make all that progress and don't do all of these things and then go back to the lifestyle that you had before. It's good to be challenged. It's good to be able to have a team of people to do stuff. But what the genius of a 30-day health challenge is doing is it's helping you create a new mindset. It's helping you create a new pattern of thinking, a new pattern of eating. And so you want to make sure that you're prolonging that as long as you can. And cutting out the bad foods. Because once you don't have them for a while, and then you go back and you try to have them again, they don't even taste the same. You have fried foods, especially, and then you go back and you have like fried chicken a month from now, it's not going to taste the same. I don't care where you used to get it from. I don't care if your mother made it, your grandmother made it. It's not going to taste the same. Your palate would have reset itself in such a way where it's just not going to be the same. So make sure that you stay disciplined. Let me know if you can hear me on live. Comment if you can hear me or like if you can hear me. Because I know a couple of weeks ago we had this whole show and it was hard to hear. So I want to make sure we're good on the volume. Kelly, how you doing? I appreciate you joining. Wayne Williams, my man, what's happening? Hi, Donna. Thanks for joining. We just got to make sure that we're doing the things that we have to do. And one of the things that I want to get into, because we only have a short time, appreciate it, Tom, is cutting out stuff first. We always think about what to eat and how to eat. And after this show, I have a few things that I'm going to post on my page, and I'm going to post them in the health challenge page. So it's going to be some food suggestions, some different foods to put together, things to eat. Also, when you go to the grocery store and you're buying your fruits and vegetables, what labels to look at. Because on fruits and vegetables, you just see a little sticker on them, but we don't necessarily know what those stickers mean. And that what I'm going to share with you will let you know when you look at that sticker, whether it's genetically modified, whether it's organic, or whether it's just regularly grown with the pesticides. So that'll also help you, especially picking out fruits and vegetables, make the right decision. Now, when we talk about what to stay away from, the first thing on any challenge or anything you do health-wise is you want to stay away from gluten. And I know that the medical system or the food pyramid, the thing you get from the government or whatever, tell you that you have to have whole grain, like bread. Really? And the reason why I say really like that is because most of Americans, 80% of African Americans, are gluten intolerant. What does gluten intolerance mean? Real quick. Gluten intolerance simply means that you have an intolerance. You may not be allergic to it, but you have an intolerance to bread, pastas, anything, cakes, anything that's made of gluten. Gluten is a wheat protein. So anything that has wheat, barley, rye, and oats has gluten in it. So those are the things you want to stay away from. Reason being, when you're gluten intolerant, which 80% of Americans are. Now, how do you know if you're gluten intolerant? Let me address that right quick. If you have issues, or if you ever had issues with constipation, diarrhea, eczema, or asthma, or any type of skin issues, or digestive issues, meaning acid reflux, GERD, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, any of those particular things, that's a telltale sign that you're gluten intolerant. So you need to cut out wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That's the first thing you need to cut out from your diet. That's why when you go to the grocery store now, you have aisles and aisles of food, aisles and aisles of products in grocery stores that are gluten-free, from spaghetti sauces to pastas to bread to cakes to cookies. I mean, all of these things you can buy now gluten-free because so many people are gluten intolerant. So many people suffering from celiac disease. So the one thing we have to do is cut gluten out from our diet. What happens when you're gluten intolerant? Your small intestine is where you absorb nutrition. So you eat an apple, you eat an orange, you take supplements, whatever you do, eat a salad, whatever you're doing that is healthy, when you digest it, once it hits you, it goes to your stomach. Then from your stomach, it goes to the small intestine. Well, if you have digestive disorders or you're gluten intolerant, that food, one, does not get broken down in the stomach properly. And two, once it gets to the small intestine, it's not being absorbed into your bloodstream. So therefore, you can eat as healthy as you want. You can try to lose weight. You can try to do a lot of different things. But if you are allowing gluten in your diet, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, when you look at the back of a package, if it has any of those things on there, you want to cut it out because that's inhibiting you from absorbing the food that you are getting, the nutrients that you may be getting. So that's the first thing. And if anybody has any questions about that, or you need me to elaborate on it, or if you need me to walk you through whether or not you're gluten intolerant or not, you can inbox me, you can leave me a comment, you can text me. You can call me any way you need to do it, but I want to make sure that we get through this challenge unscathed and we actually learn some stuff and we actually change our diet. And, again, change our lifestyle because that's what it's all about. The second thing that you need to do once you go on this gluten-free diet, once you get this gluten out of your diet, the other thing you want to do is find a good digestive enzyme. If you need to know where to find one, you can get in touch with me. I'll tell you where to go. I'll tell you how to get it. You can get it from me. It's Whole Foods you can go to, Trader Joe's you can go to, the health food store. But you want to get a good digestive enzyme. And if you don't have a good digestive enzyme, apple cider vinegar works just great. So if you drink 2 tablespoons, or you mix apple cider vinegar with water, honey, and lemon, and you drink that first thing in the morning before you eat, that's going to set up your stomach and your stomach acid to be able to help break down your food. Now, again, that's 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar and about 8 ounces of water, a splash of lemon, and a little bit of honey. Honey maybe just for the taste. But you can add that. You can drink that before each meal. Most people who go to work might be able to drink it in the morning. It's definitely something you want to drink before you go to bed. But if that's one way of creating a digestive enzyme. The other way is you can purchase digestive enzymes. But what they do is they help you break your food down to the smallest particles, which is why we need stomach acid. We need strong enough stomach acid to break our food down. And the reason being, Because if you don't break your food down small enough through your small intestine, and it passes through your large intestine, and then you, when you go to the bathroom, it looks the same as it did when you ate it. So you want to make sure that you're breaking down your food. One, the other reason is because when you break down your food, you're breaking it down to the smallest amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, everything that's in that food that you just ate that was healthy. You want to break it down to a smallest particle so that it can be absorbed in the small intestine. So that's another thing that we need to do. The third thing is then water. Water is extremely important. Now, people will say, well, can I drink alkaline water? You can drink alkaline water, but you can't drink alkaline water with meals. One reason being, and you can't drink anything carbonated with meals. So that means sodas, carbonated drinks, even carbonated water, or even alkaline water. Reason being is because your stomach is supposed to be, the pH in your stomach is supposed to be a 1. That's very acidic. And you don't want to break down your stomach acid. When you add alkaline water or you add carbonated drinks, that neutralizes your stomach acid. So that inhibits your stomach from being able to break down the food that you have. So now that you took this enzyme and drink this vinegar and then you're washing your food down with something carbonated or alkaline, you've now increased the pH in your stomach. You don't want to do that. So you just want to drink good, clean water. Try to stay away from bottled water unless it's a good bottled water where the bottle itself, the plastic bottle it comes in, is BPA-free. And the water is either like a reverse osmosis type water or has a mineral water. But you, brands like Deer Park, you want to stay away from. These 99-cent bottles of water, 2 for $5 bottles of water, you want to stay away from. You want to get a good bottle of water. I myself use LeBlue water. It's spelled L-E-B-L-E-U, LeBlue water, Fiji water. Yeah, and guess what? Yeah, it's cost a little bit more. But is your body not worth it? I mean, we gotta at some point in time make some changes in what we do. We can't just expect to go on cheap all the time. Your body is it's the only one you get. You can buy a new car, you can buy a new house, but you can't buy a new body. So you just as well treat it like you treat your car, treat your house, treat anything that you feel that's important to you that you go all out for. Water is extremely important. Now, people say you should drink, you know, if you drink a couple of cups of water before you eat, that'll help you eat less. That is very true. So that can be something that you may practice if you are used to eating larger portions of food. You can drink a couple of cups of water before you eat, and that'll help with the help you get full, help you feel a little bit more satisfied sooner. The other thing that you can do is when you eat, people while you eat. If there are people around, have a conversation. I find that when we eat and we talk, you eat a whole lot less. You ever sit around and eat Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it's quiet. Everybody just eats. And you tend to eat more when you do that. But if you sit down and you have a conversation and you eat while you're talking, you eat less because your mind is in gear, your body's in gear, and everything is working as it should. And so therefore you tend not to be able to eat as much as you normally eat. Because one thing we have to do is somewhat cut your caloric intake. It's all about too what you're eating. And a lot of it is when people try to go on a challenge, they get bored real fast because you can't eat salad every day. Or you can, but you get bored with it. Or you'll eat some fruits and vegetables. Or you may, you know, one day say, I'm going to have a wrap. Or I'm going to have a smoothie. And these things are cool to have. It's just the fact that you get burned out. And you can get burned out. But if you understand that, your body doesn't really need as much as we give it. Salmon is very good. So if you want to have fish, salmon is a good fish to have. fruits and vegetables. What I do with salads is I'll make a regular cold salad, and then I'll saute veggies like zucchini and squash and peppers and different things, and I'll put that over my salad. Well, what that does is that keeps me from having salad dressing. I saw somebody posted the other day, what kind of salad dressings do you use? Here's the issue with salad dressing. Salad dressing is full of oil. Oil is one thing that you want to cut out of your diet. And people say, well, what about coconut oil? What about olive oil? The thing about oils in a bottle, whether it be salad dressing bottle, whether it be olive oil bottle, when you pour oil out of a bottle, you now, instead of having this much oil in the bottle, you have this much oil in the bottle. So in between that space is air. What's in air? Moisture. What's in moisture? I mean, moisture is water. We all know that oil and water don't mix. So what happens is this oil starts to oxidize because of the water vapor that it's mixing. And every time we put the top on, we're trapping air in that bottle. We're trapping moisture in that bottle. And so therefore, when we use oils, the more and more we use a bottle of oil, the more and more air we get in that bottle, the more and more oxidized that oil becomes. And now it becomes a detriment to us. Because in that bottle now, instead of just having good, healthy oil, we have free radicals in that oil. And what free radicals do is they attach to our cells. And in attaching to our cells, they cause our cells to not function properly. And then we get what's called free radical damage to our cells. That makes you tired. That's why you feel tired. That's why you can feel sluggish. That's why you can feel like you're not resting well. That's why you can just not feel like yourself a lot of times. When we talk about after we eat, especially if you're eating bigger meals or you're eating gluten and you feel like you get the itis, that's your blood sugar dropping. And so you have to make sure that when you're eating meals, if you get tired after meals, that's a blood sugar imbalance. One of the things to combat that is to make sure that you eat more real food, live food. Eat more fruits, eat more vegetables. Try to eat more vegetables than fruit. That'll help you a lot. When you eat more vegetables, because vegetables don't have the sugar content. Although fruit sugar is good sugar, it processes a little bit different, it's still sugar. So you want to eat more veggies. You need salt on your food. Do not restrict salt. Salt is one of the things that helps the chief cells in your stomach digest food. That's what helps you create good stomach acid. Salt moves water around in your body. So we're drinking all this water, we got all this fluid, and salt helps move that around. Now, table salt is the salt you want to kind of stay away from because table salt has silica, it has sand, and it has little shards of glass in it. That's why table salt iodized, like regular Morton's table salt, is not good for you. You want to make sure you're using salt like Himalayan sea salt. That's that pink stuff, that pink salt, or just regular sea salt. Those are much better for you. They have more health benefits. You're going to get more from them. But salt your food. Salt and pepper. Be careful with some of the seasoning salts. They have a high level of sodium because it's an added sodium. But salt, good salt in your food. The other thing when we're on this challenge that we want to pay attention to is when we eat. Some people say, well, I'm going to eat two meals a day. Some people say I'm going to eat one meal a day. You have to figure out what's comfortable for you. But you don't want to eat when you're starving. You don't want to eat when you're super hungry. So one of the things that I would say do is if you snack, make sure you have healthy snacks with you. Cashews, stay away from peanuts. You think peanuts are cheap for a reason. You go buy peanuts, they're so much cheaper than a good can of mixed nuts without peanuts in them. So if you like cashews, if you like almonds, you like Brazil nuts, you can get mixed nuts or you can get them individually. But some nuts and some water will do you good in between. Make sure that you are cooking food and preparing food. Try to stay away from a lot of the grocery store stuff where you buy these bag salads and you You buy a lot of these things that are put together already. Try to stay away from that because they put a lot of chemicals in them to preserve them so they stay on the shelves longer. So make a salad. What another thing you can do to put on your salad or to put on your food is use lemon. You squirt lemon over salad or you squirt lemon over some things, it'll help preserve it a little bit longer. It'll keep it from wilting as faster. Keep it from wilting faster. So lemon is very good to use when you have these particular things that will wilt fast or that turn brown. Use good lemon. When we talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner, one of the things that I eat a lot of is eggs. A lot of people will say, oh, we got to stay away from eggs so we don't get high cholesterol. Eggs does not cause high cholesterol. I'm going to tell you that right now. I do a whole show on it. I don't have the time. But eggs are good for you. Extreme. I eat about 6 eggs a day. Sometimes I eat 6 eggs at one time. Or sometimes I have eggs a couple of times a day. One of the best ways to prepare your eggs is either soft scramble them in butter. You can poach them. You can cook them over medium, but use butter, no oil. That's the best way to eat your eggs. I put a little bit of salsa on. I stay away from dairy as much as possible. One, because most of us, especially in the African American community, are lactose intolerant. So I stay away from dairy as much as possible. But I do use butter. I use clarified butter, and I use real butter. When you say real butter, what does that mean? Butter only has 3 ingredients. That is sweet cream, milk, or salt if it's salted butter, and then unsalted butter. It doesn't have salt in it. Or you can use clarified butter, but you don't want to use like Country Crock and Blue Bonnet and all of these things that are, well, I can't believe it's not butter, or Smart Balance, all of these butters, oil added to them. You want just regular, real butter. Reason why you want to use butter is butter has a acid in it called butyric acid. And butyric acid helps maintain healthy cholesterol because your body makes about 80% of the cholesterol it needs. So therefore, in order to maintain that healthy cholesterol, you can use and cook with butter. So I eat eggs. I can put spinach in my eggs. I can put mushrooms in my eggs, peppers and onions. Put that in your eggs. That's very, very good to eat. If you have to have a meat, you have to have bacon or something, make sure that you're buying bacon that says nitrate and nitrite free and is gluten free. So when you look at your bacon, your sausage, things like that, make sure it says nitrate and nitrite free, and also make sure it's gluten free. And that, you know, you need to have a piece or two, that's fine. Turkey bacon, preferably. But that makes a good meal. Have some fruit with your meal, some strawberries, some blueberries, or grapefruit. Grapefruit is very good to have. And then for lunch, I'll have a bigger lunch at times because I don't really eat much for dinner, because I try to eat something small for dinner. But why? Because your metabolism is starting to slow down in the evening time. So for lunch, I may have a salmon salad. I may make a salad, put some salmon on it. I may saute some veggies and just make a veggie wrap. Get some of these sun-dried tomato wraps or the spinach wraps, I guess the green ones, and you fill it with veggies. You know, if you need to have a meat, add a fish to it. Add some grilled chicken breast to it if you need that. And that makes for a good lunch. And if you eat kind of in the middle of the day or a little past the middle of the day, about 2 or 3 o'clock, that'll almost hold you over till dinner time. And then if you have to eat dinner, you know, eat something sensible. Some small meals, a little bit of brown rice is good. You can have some collard greens. You can eat all kinds of greens. Just eat a lot of veggies for dinner. Season them up, spice them up, do whatever you need to do. But I'm telling you, your body will thank you. And the other thing that we want to do is make sure that you have a good multivitamin. Reason being is because you cannot get all the nutrition you need from your food. And so, you know, I take a multi-mineral complex, as most of you know. It's got 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, and 12 essential amino acids. And then I take 2 to 3 essential fatty acids. I mix it all into a drink, and I drink it, 16 ounces. Why? Because that's going to make sure that I get all my nutrition. We can't eat enough food to get enough nutrition from our food. So you got it. You really need to make sure that you're taking a good multivitamin. But you have to make sure that you're cutting out gluten from your diet. You have to make sure you're cutting out the bad stuff so that you can absorb these vitamins. Because there's no point in taking them if you're not absorbing them. How do you know if you're absorbing them? If you take nutrients or you take in nutrition, your urine will turn color. It'll look like almost like a neon color. Not real yellow, like when you dehydrate it, but more like a neon greenish tint to it. It'll be kind of clear with like a tint to it. A neon green tint to it. And what that means is that you're absorbing the nutrition. If you're taking a multivitamin or you're taking something and you've been taking it for a long time and you're not seeing any benefit or you're not seeing that you are absorbing it, it's probably not a quality vitamin, or you're probably gluten intolerant and you're not absorbing the nutrition. So that's super duper important. So to recap, make sure that we're cutting out gluten from our diet. That's wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Make sure we're taking good digestive enzyme or some apple cider vinegar, water, lemon. Drink that, a little bit of honey if you need it. Drink that before you eat meals. Also, water, drinking good water, staying away from alkaline and carbonated waters. You don't want to drink them an hour before or an hour after meals. So if you drink carbonated waters or alkaline drinks, none before, an hour before your meal, and none an hour after your meal. So that is, you know, just drink good clean water. That is what you need to do between now, that time before you eat. The next thing is just making sure that we're eating good clean food, staying away from the processed foods, cutting out processed foods, and then taking a good nutritional vitamin, multivitamin. And here's the other thing I want to say about taking vitamins. Vitamins are dosed based on body weight. I weigh 225 pounds. Somebody might weigh 350 pounds doing this. Somebody might weigh 110 pounds. And we both go to the same store. We stand in the same line. We get the same multivitamin. And we read the back of the label, and it'll say take two or take one before each meal. Well, who is it speaking to? Is it speaking to the 225-pound person? Is it speaking to the 300-pound person? Or is it speaking to the 100-and-some-pound person? We don't know. One thing you have to do is ask the question when you buy your nutrition, if I take two of these, how much body weight is that working for? You can ask the pharmacist. If they don't know, you can call the number on the back of the bottle. But this is serious because most of us will take vitamins, we take nutrition, but most of the time we're not taking enough because we're not dosing it based on body weight. And so it's not going to tell you. The stuff that I take, it tells me take two scoops per 100 pounds of body weight. So I know that I need to take 4 1/4 scoops a day. So I take 2 scoops and a half, two scoops and a quarter in the morning and two scoops and a quarter in the evening. And that's how I know I'm getting the proper amount of nutrition for my body weight. So that was the last thing. So, you know, I hope this was helpful. Make sure you share it. If you have any questions, you can inbox me. You can call me. Phone number is 919-599-0916. Is hot tea good? Hot tea is very good. If the warmer stuff you can drink, that'll help you when you wash your food down. You don't want to drink anything really, really cold with your food, ice waters or anything like that, because what that's going to do is it's going to clump your food up into a knot, and when you go to digest that food, you're not going to be able to – it's not going to digest properly. So hot tea is good. I drink like yesterday I had Korean food, so I drank miso soup with my food. That helped me with my digestion. Should you drink that before every meal? If you're talking about the apple cider mixture, if you can, that'll help, especially if you have digestive issues or if you're not absorbing your food or if you're not digesting food well. If you can, you can mix it up and take it with you. Mix up enough for the day and just take it with you. Drink a little bit in the morning, drink a little bit in the afternoon, and then drink some before you go to bed or before you eat your dinner. So that's very good to do if you can take it with you. I hope I answered your question on that, Jonathan. I'm trying to look through some of the comments. And again, I'll be in and out of the group, so if you have any questions, you can ask them in there. Like I said, I'm going to post some stuff in there. That's more like a suggested foods list. It's one of the things that I do when I'm on my detox, but I've just found that I've been doing it for so long now, I'm pretty used to it, and I pretty much eat that way most of the time. So it's really easy to just pick some foods out and create a meal around it. Meal prepping is extremely good because that'll help you when you are trying to figure out what to eat. It's one thing when you're super hungry or you're hungry and you got to put stuff together to try to figure out what you're going to eat and how you're going to eat it and all of that. But if you can meal prep a few different meals and not just like 17 of the same Tupperware container, it's going to stop you from, one, getting bored with it, but two, always having something, especially if you work long days and you get home and you need to pop something in the oven. I don't use the microwave much. If I have to in a pinch, I will, but most of the time I will just reheat my food in the oven or on the stove. I try to stay away from the microwave. Hot tea is also good, as I'm thinking about it, to drink before you go to bed as well. You can drink a hot tea. You can get a detox tea, a good detox tea. If you need a good detox tea, you can let me know. I can turn you on some, but you drink a good detox tea before you go to bed, a gentle one, and what that will do is work on you overnight. And when you get up in the morning, you'll have better production. So that's one of the things we got to do is really cleanse our system and stay out of the way and let it work how it needs to work. So tea is very good. And don't load your tea up with sugar and water or honey. You know, try to drink it as clean as you can without all of the extra stuff, the sweeteners in it. Because then that, especially in the evening time, because that can also spike your blood sugar. Any other questions? All right, family. Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad everybody joined. If you have any questions, feel free to call me or text me. Phone number is 919-599-0916. If you can inbox me, and I'll help you walk through it. I'll help you get through it. We do it as a team, and that's what makes it fun when you do it as a team. If you're having a hard day or you're out somewhere and you can't figure out what to eat, just put something in the comments in the group, and I'll try to get to you as soon as I can. Or you can text me and say, man, look, I'm out here, and I don't know what to get. I don't know what to eat. And maybe we can help give you some tips to help you get through it. So let's keep it tight, keep the family tight, and let's get healthy together. I mean, I appreciate everybody who's doing it, who took the challenge, Tony for spearheading it. You know, we got to talk a lot a couple of weeks ago when we were at home together. And, you know, just some of the things we talked about. And so, you know, the seriousness of our health, man, especially with the people we're losing, is crazy. You know, it's bad enough for people getting killed and hurt and maimed, but to lose yourself or lose a family member to health, when it's things that can be prevented or things we can just do a little bit better now while we still have our health, you know, that may not haunt us later on, so to speak. So, you know, we're doing this challenge. Go to the doctor. Get checked out. And I say get checked out. We can figure out how to treat it, but at least find out what's going on with you. You can do it naturally. Most things you can do naturally. But at least just find out what's going on. So that's my last tip. Share this video to anybody who you know think might need it, or even people you don't think might need it. The fact that you shared it, you never know what that'll do for somebody that's looking for help or that's at their wits' end. So appreciate it. Again, we'll be back next week with another topic. And if you have a topic or you have something you want me to discuss, shoot me an inbox, and I'll put it on the schedule, and we'll talk about it. Y'all have a good week.